The state Senate has finished work on its operating budget for next year, and the measure passed unanimously in a floor vote this afternoon. In presenting the bill, Finance Co-Chair Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel, said the plan spends a total of nearly $9.5 billion, more than $6 billion of that from state revenue. Hoffman also pointed out the money that is not included in the budget, an additional $2 billion in savings in the statutory reserve account. He credited the bipartisan approach to government that the Senate began 5.5 years ago. He said at the time the total state savings was only $8.1 billion.
Today, at the end of this fiscal year, that amount will swell from the $8.1 billion in undesignated savings to $21.159 billion, a growth of close to $13 billion.
The Senate Republican minority only tried to make one change to the plan, an unsuccessful attempt to increase the amount of money available for the Performance Scholarship Program. North Pole Republican John Coghill explained he wanted to fully fund the program.
I think we need to fully fund that. I think the students have worked. We don't need to discredit that work at all. We have set the bar, I think, quite a bit higher, and the graduation rates in Alaska, I think, have been impacted by this. So this $4.9 million addition, I think, would be something that would keep that bar high, would get the students at the highest level we could possibly get them.
Hoffman said the money Coghill wants to see is in a separate bill focusing on scholarships. It passed with all 20 senators in support of it. It next returns to the House. Differences in the two versions will be resolved in a conference committee.